meters. Praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for his precious blood that continually flows. Amen. Nothing like the blood of Jesus. Amen. When it's applied on our lives, we have a continual river of grace and mercy. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated today. Thank you all for being here in the house of the Lord today. God is good. His mercy is here today. Hallelujah. We're going to talk today about revival in the time of promise. Amen. I believe we're in revival. And I don't come today with deep theology. And I don't come with new revelation. I come as a home missionary heart. And if God will help me, and I believe he is helping us. He's helping this church. He's helping each one of you. My goal, my desire is to start churches and raise up people to fill the roles of leadership in those churches. Amen. Wherever God calls us to. Whatever he, wherever he leads us to. Doors that will be opened and we can go through and see God do great and mighty things. We may not ever fill this building. But God is going to reach souls all around us. Amen. It's not about me and what God, what's going on here. It's about the kingdom of God and what God wants done in this earth at this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. This thing's way bigger than us. Amen. Amen. If we can just get our minds wrapped around what God is trying to do, he's trying to do miraculous things, and he uses us to accomplish his will. So I'm reading from the preaching of Stephen, taking a verse from the history of Israel in Acts 7 and verse 17. It says, "But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt." So this story is a long, it's happened years and many years ago. The story of Egypt and the children of Israel. But God is a God of promise. Yes. Amen. Yes. He's a God of principle, and he has given us some promises in our lives today. How many has given, God has given you a promise in your life? Yes, amen. He has given each one of us promises, and the time of the promise is near. Amen. I feel that we can claim this promise for us today. There is a promise from God that God wants us to claim today. I want to teach and talk to you about the revival in the time of promise. Hallelujah. We're there. We're in the beginning of revival. Amen. We've preached revival. I preach it all the time, and we believe in revival. You believe in revival. You believe that God is going to raise up a body of people that will reach the lost. But somehow today, I hope God will open up our understanding and ignite our faith to step out into the next dimensions that God has for us. Amen. He's moving us forward. Amen. We're not just staying in one place. We're not just, being stagnant in our walk. God is propelling us forward into what is called revival, a new dimension of revival. So the time is right now. Amen. We're not looking for it. We're not praying for it. We are in it. Amen. We are seeing God fulfill his promise to us. Amen. Souls being saved, people being baptized in Jesus' name, healings happening. Amen. We are living in the last days. Amen. 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 We are in revival. Amen. The coming of the Lord is drawing close. Amen. If you don't believe that, you're a fool. Amen. It's His word is it's pure and it's coming right out of there. The things that He said is going to happen has been happening. There's earthquakes in diverse places and all kinds of carnage in the earth. Amen. Unsettled hearts and minds. Amen. People, lawlessness and all of these things He said are going to be in the last days. We're living there. We're in it right now. God is getting ready to wrap this thing up, and He's getting ready to come back after a church that is looking forward and looking to what God is getting ready to do in this last day revival. It's called the latter rain. Amen. It's time to claim our promise. Amen. Whatever God's been promised to you, amen. It's time that we claim that promise. It's time to build churches. It's time to plant daughter works. Amen. It's time to teach Bible studies. Amen. It's time to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about in a revival service. I'm talking about in the grocery store. Amen. We're on the job. Amen. Wherever you're at with them and they have a need in their life, you can stop what you're doing and you can lay your hands on them and God can begin to fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's how it happened in the book of Acts. Amen. And we are a book of Acts church. Amen. We don't have to wait, amen, till we come to church and sing 15 songs and preach for 2 hours to see God move. Amen. This is about faith. If you have faith, God can use you. Amen. And He can work through you to touch lives. It's for today. The promise of revival is for today. The Apostle Peter preached about the promise of revival on the day of Pentecost. From Joel chapter 2, in the last days, says God. And if Peter thought he was living in the last days, and he was, how much more are we living in the last days? Amen. If Peter could claim the promise, I can claim the promise of God because I'm an apostolic. You're an apostolic today. Amen. I believe what Peter believed. Do you believe it today? Do you believe what Peter believed and what Peter preached and what they died for? I preach what Peter preached. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a revival. Amen. In the time of promise. Amen. You're in the last in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. It says, and it shall come to pass, the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Sister Terry, that's a promise from God. He said He will pour out His spirit upon all flesh. Sister Janice, that's a promise from God. God's going to pour out His spirit on our loved ones. They're part of this flesh. Amen. Those that have waited and tarried are going to be filled, amen, because there's a promise from God that He's going to pour it out upon all flesh, amen. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. It's time for us to believe that God is going to do what He said, amen. Hallelujah. If we can build our faith today to believe in the promises of God, amen, we begin to speak these promises and we begin to believe that God will do it. This is the revival I'm talking about, amen. Hallelujah. The promise I'm talking about, it's for the young. It's for the old, amen. It's for the male. It's for the female. It's for the Jew. It's for the Gentile. Amen. It's for the black. It's for the white. It's for the English. It's for the Spanish. It's for all flesh. If you got blood flowing through your veins, amen, it's for you. Amen. There is no respecter of persons. We're beginning to see it, but it's time to claim it as never before. Amen. I'm thankful for what we've been experiencing, but I want more. Amen. I'm not satisfied. Amen. I want more of the goodness of God. Amen. The revival that is blowing, I want to take a fan to it and begin to waft it and begin to spread this fire around to anybody that's dry and thirsty. Amen. We can begin to fan the flame of revival that has begun. Amen. Get your billow out. Get your billow out. Begin to blow on the flames of revival. Amen. Stir up the gift that's in you. Amen. That little ember of coal that's been just there and not flaming and burning. Amen. Get the fan of worship and praise out and begin to fan that fan of revival in your own spirit and begin to say, God, I can teach Bible study. I can tell somebody about the goodness of God. And you're gonna fan this flame of revival across this world, across your world. Amen. We're beginning to see this, and it's happening. It doesn't matter what social, economic, what class of people you are in. It is from the greatest to the least. Amen. It doesn't matter. This is for everyone. God is going to reach, amen, those that are laying out on the street. Amen. Those that are bound by drugs and alcohol and laying in their own thesis, all those things. God is reaching for those people, and he's reaching for the kings and the priests, the high people, Brother Pritt. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Only God knows. We have so many tools
available
today to move this gospel. You know, it's amazing.
Just about every Bible study we have to us as a people is online being taught by somebody. Amen. If I want to have an Exploring God's Word Bible study in my home, all I have to do is, like I said, bring them in, sit them down, get your laptop or whatever out, click in Exploring God's Word, Lesson 1. Boom, there it is. And begin to just let someone teach them a Bible study. Amen. It's about being willing to see the promises of God fulfilled in your life. Amen. Amen. Do I have all the answers? No. I don't. But I can find answers. Amen. And all I have to do is just write that question down and just tell them, I don't know that, but I'm gonna search and I'm gonna find it. Because there is answers. Amen. It's not hard. It's not hard to let God use you. You have gifts and talents that God wants to use that I don't have. Amen. And you can influence people that I can't. And you can bring the gospel to them. There was an unprecedented revival of the Holy Ghost in the 20th century. In 1900, there was no organized group proclaiming the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. It was an incredible act of God. God brought his spirit into our nation. And if the Lord tarries a few years in the 21st century, I believe we can see a revival of the name of Jesus equal to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen? That's what we need. That's what we need right now. We need a revival of the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. To come upon people's minds and hearts. Amen. And I believe, and I've seen it. It's happening. Amen. I baptized the pastor in Jesus' name. Amen. I've seen it happen. It's continuing to happen. I'm getting ready to baptize more in the name of Jesus in East Cleveland. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. Amen. That God is doing a work. I'm glad to be a part of it. Amen. We're the promise is not for the Trinitarian revival. Amen. This is not for a Trinitarian revival. It's for a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled revival. Amen. God is going to move on people's lives and bring His name into their mind. So why not claim it? Why not? Why not believe it? Amen. It's time. Amen. Amen. You don't know who you're sitting next to. Amen. You don't know what God has been talking to them about. Amen. All you got to do is just begin to tell them. You could just tell them your experience. Amen. Nobody can deny your testimony. Amen. It's personal to you. It's your testimony. It's what God has done for you. And you begin to tell them. You don't know that they may not have been talking to God. God, send me somebody. Send me somebody that has more than I have. I'm telling you, we're living in that day. Amen. We're living in the book of Acts. Happenings. It's beginning to happen. Amen. God has given me and my wife a few promises. Amen. He has told us that this church will be used for a regional revival. And He has also promised us that He would give us a plan and that He would give us buildings to execute those plans. Amen. I'm holding on to the promise of God. Amen. I'm believing God. I'm going to see it one day. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God is doing it right now. Amen. We're walking in those promises right now. Amen. I'm not standing and looking afar off and saying, man, Lord, when is it going to happen? I'm believing it now. I'm just going to start walking in it. Amen. I'm just going to believe and start walking in the promise of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be like those Israelites that said when God told them to go spy out the land that I've given you. It's yours. Just go take it. And they come back and thought, there's giants. There's big things. Oh, we can't do this. But there was a couple men that said, yes, we can. We need to go right now. Amen. And if I can be a catalyst in this hour, I am going to be that person that says, we got to go now. Amen. We can't sit any longer. We got to move. We got to walk. We got to believe this thing. We got to get up right now and start moving into this revival that God has brought to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody on board with me? Amen. You want to get up and move right now into the revival that God has brought to us. The promises of God are now. Amen. It's just like the book of Acts. God promised the disciples and they believed and acted on the promise. When He ascended into heaven, the angel says, what are you doing? Why are you standing here gazing? He said, what did He tell you to do? Go. The promise is waiting in Jerusalem. Amen. Our promise is waiting on us to act. Our promise is waiting on us to get up and begin to move. Begin to move into the promises of God. Acts 18, 9 through 10. It says, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you. And no one is going to attack or harm you, because I have many people in this city. So I'm going to believe and hold on to the promise from God. Amen. That God is taking us. Amen. You say, well, East Cleveland, I'm afraid of that place. Not when God's with me. Amen. Not when God's with me. I don't care who is walking down the street. I'm going to preach the name of Jesus and I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Amen. He is with me. He is going to reach into their lives. Amen. He's going to change their lives. I was standing in West Cleveland last Sunday and somebody whipped out an M80 right behind me. About scared me. But I didn't let it go too long. Let them see me shook up. I said, go ahead, devil. I'm not afraid. I'm doing what God called me to do. Amen. And that day, someone received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because someone stood on a street and just invited them in. I didn't have to teach them a Bible study. I didn't have to do any of that. I just went there. I said, hey, we're having church. You gonna come in? She went straight home, got dressed, come back. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're in revival, folks. He said, you're going to reap where you have not sown. Amen. You're gonna have a harvest from where you didn't put any toil in. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have dug this thing out in prayer and just faithful living all of our lives. And we've went through some stuff. We've been through some valleys. We've been through some hard trials. But I'm here to tell you that in the last days, they're going to come in off the streets and God's going to let them do greater things than we've ever thought of doing. Amen. And he's going to give them the same pay. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to have a heavenly home. Amen. In the last days, and they ain't have to work for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to be a part of that. Amen. I'm glad to be one of the servants of the Lord. I believe that everybody here today needs to get some promises, some personal promises from God. Amen. Promises that God speaks to you. This is what I want to do in your city, where you live. I could claim my promise, and I hope somebody gets a burden and a vision greater than you've ever had before. I pray today that God would begin to put a dream in your spirit, a new vision of what he wants to do, a promise from him. Amen. You need to ask God to give you a promise today. Amen. Not for this church, for you personally. Amen. For you and where you are in your area of influence, you need a promise from God. God didn't say there wouldn't be opposition. In fact, guarantee, I can almost, you can count on it. You can take it to the bank that there will be opposition. There will be disappointment. There will be discouragement. But if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just today, Tyrone told me in the hospital, he says, I'm glad I'm in here. He says, because I felt like somebody's trying to kill me. Opposition comes when you start speaking the name of Jesus. And you start telling somebody the truth of the Word of God. Because the devil's happy right where they're at. He's happy with them having just a little bit of the knowledge of God. But he don't want them nowhere near the truth of the living God. Amen. And when Gloria received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he got a vision of the devil. And the devil wasn't happy. The devil's not happy because he sees them coming to the knowledge of the truth of the living God. This apostolic name of Jesus Christ. This baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. That's the entrance into the kingdom of God. He was happy with them just singing about God and just loving people and just doing the things that they were doing, but they didn't have the truth of God. Amen. God's fixing to change some things. Amen. The devil's stirred up. Amen. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you opposition's going to come your way. But don't think that it's God, just trying to do something to you because you ain't living right. That's what the devil's going to tell you. He's gonna discourage you. He's gonna start playing with your mind. The Bible says that the devil is here to wear out the saints of the Most High. He's fixing to try to mess with you. Amen. Because you're moving into the kingdom of God. You're doing the promises of God. Amen. We're walking forward in the kingdom of God, and the devil is not happy. Amen. But we gotta keep speaking. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't stop speaking. Don't be afraid. Preach. Claim your revival. Claim your promise. Amen. Start walking in that promise. You may not always win, but you must start something. And if we start and it fails, we try again. Amen. Amen. Look at these light bulbs. Somebody didn't stop. Somebody didn't stop. They kept trying. They kept trying. It's going to work. I know it. I know it's going to work. It's going to happen. It's a promise. Somebody had a vision. They had a dream. Amen. You need a vision. You need a dream. And you need to begin to walk in that vision and that dream and proclaim it. A promise from God. Amen. God has given us promises. Now we must walk in them. Hallelujah. How do we claim our revival? The first point is we must restore the apostolic church. If we want to have apostolic revival, we've got to have an apostolic church. This means we go back to the Acts of the Apostles. Acts chapter 2, we need the apostolic experience. Lots of people talk about the Holy Ghost, but they don't have the apostolic experience. Should we really speak in tongues? Is the question of our hour. Is it really necessary? On the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak with tongues. The crowd was amazed, questioning and wondering. The apostle Peter, with the support of all the apostles, stood up and explained what this was. He spoke about the tongues experience that the people were curious about. He said in Acts 2 and verse 16, he said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. What you're now hearing and seeing, this is what Joel the prophet was speaking about." Those Jews understood that. Amen. They knew what the prophet's words were, that God was going to pour out something in the last day. And Peter's just saying, here it is. The promise is fulfilled in your ears right now. It's here right now. What is that? It's what Joel prophesied, namely the outpouring of God's Spirit. Yes, we ought to speak in tongues, amen, when we receive the Holy Ghost, because this is that. Amen. It's supernatural. It's of God. Amen. Don't change the message. Don't change the experience. Don't change the that. This is that. Amen? Notice what Peter preached. He didn't preach about tongues. He preached the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He preached that Jesus is Lord. The Lord of Joel. And Joel's Lord was Jehovah. He said in Acts 2:21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Acts 2, 26 through 36, it says, "Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God hath sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of the loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of Peter the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which we now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith unto himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Amen. The audience cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" According to some people's theology, Peter should have replied, "Don't do anything. In the course of my message, you changed your mind. And now you need a change of your heart. It's obvious that you now believe on Jesus. So you can all go home. Go back to your cities, because you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ." But that's not what he said. He said, in essence, it's obvious that you've changed your mind. Now you need to change your heart. You need to repent. They believed because they were asking. Now it's time. Okay, now you believe. Now it's time to repent. Jesus died on the cross. You need to die in repentance. Jesus was buried. You need to be buried in the baptism in Jesus' name. Jesus rose, and you need the resurrection life of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:40, he said, with many other words, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." That's going the wrong direction. Amen. There's the message of holiness as a clear as it could be. Amen. We need to be holy. We need to change our direction. Amen. Change the way that we used to be. I no longer do the things I used to do. I no longer look the way I used to look. I no longer act and I'm changed. You're changed. Amen. God has brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. He has made us new creatures in Christ. This message of holiness is for everyone. It'll give you new life. And you need to walk in the newness of life. Amen. You need new direction, and it can't be the same way as this generation is going. Amen. We've got the Bible says to come out from among them. Who's them? This generation, this world that we're living in. these people that we surround ourselves with. We can't look like them. We can't talk like them. We can't act like them because we're set apart. We're changed. We're living the promises of God. And we also need an apostolic fellowship of unity. Amen. This message for today, we need to share. We need to give the believers, amen, they gave whatever was necessary. Amen. They got into their wallets and they says, we're here to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I'm here to tell somebody today that what we got planned is going to take finance. Amen. It's going to take sacrifice. Amen. To do what God is calling us to do. Revival comes with a price. Amen. And God has picked you to pay the price. He's picked me to pay the price. Amen. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen. I don't see how it's going to happen, but He does. Amen. He knows. He knows where your next paycheck comes from. Amen. He knows where your next meal is coming from. They gave everything. That's apostolic fellowship. That's apostolic unity. They had one mind and they were in one accord. They also had apostolic prayer and praise. Amen. I encourage you today to let your praise out. Amen. God wants to do another thing in this. Every time we come into His presence, we need to worship God like nobody's business. Amen. Your healing, what you need is waiting in those moments of worship and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Every miraculous healing that happened in this book came out of a deep heartfelt worship to God. A belief that said, God, nothing is impossible when you're in it, when you're here. Amen. And they got with it. They got with it in their voice. They let their voice out. Amen. They let their praise out. Amen. They laid their pride on the altar. Amen. Some of us need an altar to put some things on. Amen. And when you do that, God will send down fire from heaven. And He will consume your sacrifice. Amen. We must have the miraculous in every church. We need to expect the miraculous in every assembly. We need the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Amen. We need to pray for those gifts to operate through us. Amen. God is wanting to use you. Amen. To do a miraculous work in this last hour. We can't force God into a mold, but we can let God be God. Amen. We can pray and we can worship and we can believe and we can let the miraculous operate on a regular basis in our midst. Anybody believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. But the miraculous is waiting on you. Amen. Jesus is always willing. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He's waiting on us to do the miraculous. Amen. And allow it to flow in our lives. If we truly be apostolic in the five dimensions of Acts 2, you know what'll happen. We will have apostolic revival. Acts 2:47, it says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. They had it. They had daily revival. Amen. They were seeing God do great. The revival is a time of promise. This is the day of daily revival. This is the day of daily home Bible studies. Don't wait until Sunday. Pray people through right now. Pray them through whatever, wherever they are. Whatever they're going through, pray for them. And pray that they will receive His Spirit wherever they are. So if we want to claim the promises, we must evangelize everywhere. Amen. It's not time to be silent. Not only must we maintain the apostolic identity without compromise, but we must evangelize. Amen. Everywhere. In Genesis 12, God called Abraham to come out of his father's house, his kindred, his homeland. But he didn't totally separate from Lot. He brought Lot with him. Lot chose the well-watered plains and left Abraham with the barren hills. And it seems like an unfair choice. Abraham made a commitment to separate. And he chose the less attractive alternative. After Abraham made his choice, God renewed the covenant with him. God's waiting on us. Are you separated to God? Have you laid off all the weights and sin that doth so easily beset you? He's calling us to a walk with him. After Abraham made his choice, God renewed his covenant, and Abraham separated from Lot and sat on the hillside in Judea, while Lot in all the well-watered plains of the big cities. But God said, Abraham, look up. Look north, look south, look east, and look west. Everything you see, I will give you. If Abraham had been sitting in the plain of promise, the promise wouldn't have been worth much. But because he had the consecration, seemingly to his own hurt, and because he went into the barren hills, which was a choice as far as this world is concerned, God gave him a promise that meant much more than if he had stayed in the plains of compromise. Revival is here for apostolics. It's not time to compromise. It's not time to compromise your identity. When you make a clear separation, when you make a clear commitment to God, when you make a clear decision, then God will give you a promise that exceeds your ability to understand. Amen. That sounds like enough to me. Amen. There is more. God said in Genesis 13:17, furthermore, Abraham, everywhere you walk, I will give you the land. And if you see it, and what you see is not enough, start walking. Wherever you walk over, that's what you can claim. Come on now. Anybody ready to step into some promises of God? Let's go into the inner cities. We may not be able to see a promise, but let's just walk there anyway. Amen. I'm ready to start walking. Amen. Everywhere we walk, God will give to us. Let's go to the cities of northeastern Ohio. Everywhere we walk, God will give us revival. Let's claim it. Let's walk in it. Let's believe it. Amen. It's a revival in the time of promise. Hallelujah. We're walking in it right now. And may I be so bold as to say, saint of God, what neighborhood is not being reached in your life? What ethnic group is untouched? What neighboring town doesn't have a witness? If you are a saint in this church, ask yourself, where can I teach a Bible study? What neighborhood is untouched? What street is untouched? Where can I pray? Where can I witness? And where can I teach a Bible study? Where can I have an outreach service? And let's claim your inheritance. But we've got to go everywhere. Let's stand. Lord, right now, Jesus, I pray you begin to open our eyes. Lord God, begin to give us a promise from your word, Lord, of what you want to do through us. God, you have laid out promises to us in this place today, God, and we're asking you to help us to begin to walk in them. Lord, begin to put one foot in front of the other and begin to act upon your promises. God, this is the hour, this is the time, and we must go. In the name of Jesus, touch us today, Lord. Help us to walk in your promise, and you will fulfill great and mighty things in our lives. Oh, we thank you for the powerful word of God today, Lord, and what you've promised us. And we're going to believe them and walk in them. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Take some time and refresh yourself, and let's come back and let's bring down heaven.